It's more like radio.
Hey, you want to say something really scary? We live in a world where society has poisoned the souls of men. It hovers over them like a dark cloud, and they can't do anything about it, because they're just a regular, everyday working class.
People like me,
they get down on their hands and knees, and they whisper these little lies and secrets into their ears. But I have a secret of my own.
I will smack it's your face happen. Off of your face.
I am the voice of the voiceless.
Do I have everybody's attention now?
Dr. King is dead. Malcolm X is dead. I'm that new guy. I'm that new inspiration. I'm the guy you look at when your daddy ain't in your life, when your daddy in prison. I'm that guy that comes to your high school and tell you you can make it happen. Greatness is upon you. You better act like it.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, listeners of all ages. The time right now is 5:03. The day today is Tuesday, June 16th, which can only mean one damn thing. That E3 is going on. Oh yes, ladies and gentlemen, it is that time of the mother loving season for gamers, where all of our gaming dreams come true and we just get to see the best of the best of the best 24/7. And let me tell you right now, E3 has not disappointed. E3 is just, come on, you got the Taken King, you got that new Xbox One controller, you got backwards compatibility on the Xbox, you got Tomb Raider, motherfucking, oh. Don't even begin to get me started, because it's insane, it's out of control, and it's bananas in pajamas. We also have new music by a Bay Area artist by the name of Sire. She's killing the game right now, redefining awesomeness one motherfucking bar at a time. And we're just gonna talk shit, we're gonna listen to music, we're gonna have a good time, man. Been playing a lot of ESO lately, and let me tell you right now, it was all I could do to tear myself away from Elder Scroll Online, because telling you, it's just amazing, and I just can't believe how great it is. But yeah, I think so far that's it. I'm looking at a message that the boy X face sent us. His email's been bugging out, but he definitely is gonna get us his new track, which is sounding amazing. It's great. Out here in the Bay Area, everybody's losing their mind over the Warriors, so you know. That's cool, I suppose. I don't really care about it, but a lot of people do care about it, and it's happening. The Warriors are winning. A lot of people think they're going to take it. A lot of people think they're not. I don't give a damn. It doesn't really matter to me. But I thought I'd mention it for mentioning its sake. Let's jump right into some music, And speaking of X-Phase, let's jump into Oompa Loompa, man. X-Phase, Oompa Loompa, hashtag, you know what time it is. And if you don't, you really should get a watch. I mean, let's just be real.
X.
X. X. Doopa dee doo. I've got a perfect puzzle for you. Oompa Loompa Doopa dee dee. If you are wise, you'll listen to me.
Kill it every single time I rhyme, cause that
what I do.
Thrilling them with rhythm so divine, cause that
what I do.
Mention lyrics so ridiculous, cause that
what I do.
Always spitting so meticulous. Got a factory that's filled with bars, cause that
what I do.
Shot for the sky but now I'm on Mars, cause that
what I do.
Rapping as if I was from a park, cause that
what I do.
Acting so bizarre.
Yo, 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 yo. Oh shit, hitting them with the raw shit. They're gonna think that I lost it when I'm putting the beat in a coffin. Messed up and you're messing with the best up. Rest up, cause everything gonna get tough. Guess what? All I'ma do is get fucked, cause you suck. I'm on the rhythm with next up. I'm a line leader and a mind reader and a rhyme video you a caboose. Because I'm planning and a rhyme video you define, we get ready to cut loose. I took a big look a bit at these cookie cutter schnooks and shook a bit. I don't like the look of it.
Oompa, loompa, doompa dee.
X,
X, X, you will go far.
Let's go,
let's go,
let's go.
Go berserk and whack up on the track, cause that
what I do.
Merc come turn to Taz and then I spaz, cause that
what I do.
Spark and get them nervous, then just snap, cause that
what I do.
Make them gasp when they feel my breath. Cops of stoppers that I throttle at, cause that
what I do.
Pop their noggins off with bottle caps, cause that
what I do.
Bop them till they drop with Wonka bags, cause that
what I do.
Got them all to ass.
Yo, 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 yo.
I chisel the beat. There ain't no similar me. The hate they threw's why I grew into a despicable me. And that tack, anybody making me backtrack, that's that. Hitting them with a whack and I get them a bit of a smack act. And I grab app them, then I rip them in half with a lat app. I'm glad to be back, but where am I actually at? All this calamity is making me wonder where reality's at. I guess I took a hit, then everything slowed down as if I was like, look a bit. I don't like the look of it.
Oompa, loompa, doompa dee da. If you're not greedy, you will go far. You will live this happiness too. Slightly, oompa, oompa, doompa dee.
Told you not to forget the name,
not to forget the name,
dude. X, the bay, the bay. Get your brick, X, get your brick, bay.
Dude. 2015.
Dude.
See, I'm back.
See, I'm back.
But I'm actually back.
But I'm actually back.
For good this time.
For good this time.
For good this time.
Till next time, people.
Till next time, people.
Till next time, people.
Listen.
Listen.
Yeah. Let's go. Let's go. Yeah. About to take y'all to the trip.
It's been 2 months, so wanted to hit the dro. I found an angel baggy from back when Dom flowed. My high school days freestyling by the lockers. Affinity with copper, sack, and rock Chewbacca's. If you rap or smoke, don't smoke dope and then rap. So I bought it with my debit, double bag in the black. I was backing on my grind and welling on my way until I finally realized I cannot roll a J. Roll a B.O. a split, any tale did I learn? 20 minutes before, we were burning the fern. We were looking for weed, but shit I like to find was a bag of the pine that I bought in 09. Okay, back to the story that should not be ignored. High school were the days when you broke, now poor. Check your wristwatch, getting picked from the cops at 10 to 11, cause you're thizzing with mock. And I listen to Bach and stayed away from the weed, cause college was the spot of getting liquor ripped off. I hit the weed and they come.
I fell
round. Roll a B.O. a split, any tale did I learn? 20 minutes before, we were burning the fern. We were looking for weed, but shit I like to find was a bag of the pine that I bought in 09. It's 2013, 4 years it seems, since I put that baggie in the box that I see. I opened up and what did I find? A daily green lighter and a double the pine. And you know desperate times call for desperate measures. I was drier than the weather, you're residing in the desert. I was higher than the eagle, one smell of Calitos, polar. when I would script for some codeine. And today's girls might strip for some codeine. I could sell a makeup bug, take a pill of makeup, break my bank, a bake a cake, a bun. Oh, just roll a B.O. a split. Any tale did I learn? 20 minutes before, we were burning the fern. We were looking for weed, but shit I like to find was a bag of the pine that I bought in 09. It's sitting in my room, writing this rap. A 4-year bud, it did just that. And although it was old, I got damn high. So when the song ends, go and press rewind and roll the B.O. a split. You tell that I learned, 'cause 20 minutes before, we was burning the fern. We were looking for weed, so we called in a dime, a swish is sweeter than tea, some peace of the mind.
I don't know, assuming the song is about me, this is me, you know? And I don't know what else to say, 'cause I'm rapping about me, no one else today. And it's funny how my world transitions to the nigga that some people always listen to. A mission to an exquisite dude, all I got's my real fans, the missile, dude. And I'm saying, huh? What's the meaning of a hardship? Well, I guess nothing to these people, that's nonsense. 'Cause to these people, all my talent isn't godsend. I hope the shit straight sits on your conscience. So, if you're feeling like you got sense, then take a walk with me, you can follow my steps.
Yeah, you just wanna try to steal my shine. Tryna formulate a plot for my downfall. But you will never ever stop my grind. I'ma live until I have it all.
Enough shit. You the type of nigga always trying to get stuff quick, but that ain't even necessary. Get a drink at the bar, little nigga, go hard. And I know they wanna see my downfall, but I'ma go far. You should be around more. I'm saying,
you just wanna try to steal my shine, trying to find a little plot for my downfall, but you will never ever stop my grind. I'ma live until I have it all.
That was Let the Horns Blare by Max Starr. Just for the purpose of purpose, Eminem's Rap God record has been broken by an artist by the name of Harry Shatta. An article posted, of course, on hiphopdx.com. Eminem made music history when he rapped 1,560 words in Rap God, which clocks in at 6 minutes and 4 seconds. Guinness World Records recognized this for the most words in a single hit. UKF reports that this record has been broken by UK rapper Harry Shatta. His song Animal features 1,771 words in 6 minutes and 9 seconds. He goes on to say that I wanted it to be the exact length of Rap God, Shada says. And just for a personal challenge, I wanted to see if I could get anywhere close to his word count. The MC says he is not trying to start beef with Eminem. This is purely about pushing our art and having some fun, he says. And a lot of our fans have been tweeting him. It's gone mental this week, so I'm sure someone in his camp will know. I hope he likes the track and appreciates what we've done, and it's all about the art of MCing and pushing it to the next level. The record has not been recognized by Guinness yet. And for S&G's, we're just going to go ahead and play that song. So here's Harry Shada, Animal, the new world record, at least according to UKF, for the most words in a song. And I mean, by the way, Guinness is not going to recognize this because the whole thing about Guinness is that it's the most words in a hit song, not just in a song. So it's not like, you know, I could fucking jump on there and rap 18,000 words in fucking 6 minutes and it's not going to matter a shit of beans to fucking Guinness because it's not a hit song. The whole record is that it's the most words in a hit song. So, Harry, I'm not trying to shit in your Cheerios, but I'm just letting you know that it's not going to be recognized by Guinness. But let's see if it's anywhere nearly as interesting and entertaining as Rap God is. So once again, it's Harry Shada, Animal. So I'm playing it off of fucking YouTube, so you know how that goes. So let's have a look-see at what we got here. Hopefully we don't get any stupid commercials beforehand, because those are annoying.
No playing about, no debating. Too many DBDB MCs getting bare ratings. No kicking back, no intro. Straight in, no time off in the kitchen baking. Like Raekwon, I'm a chef with a recipe. Best of me ain't been seen yet. Destiny's child with a wild freestyle. So wild with a style I was raised on Chesterfield. Teeny man, poetry, poisonous pedigree. Fused rap with a DMV so cleverly. Nobody in DMV is lyrically ahead of me. And they will never be. I'm ahead of them on the melody. Jealousy better be switched off. Fuck you, these clowns like blended. Heather be friends turn enemy. When you get better fees, I'll fund nickel rats and I'll take your cheddar cheese. Mine in the rhyme asylum. I die in a diamond. Drill flows in your brain. Cosine of a razzering crime. I'm a grimy one-liner, like Grim Snickers, I'll black bean bagging, top tagging, tag up the Great Wall of China. I'm a rhymer that can't be compared to anybody, I swear I'll sink your cruise liner. Bring any crew and I'll spin your best rhymer. Anyone, friend or foe, get to know, man, tell me I'm major, I'm yet to blow. Man, I'm hogging the mic, spitting 100 bars, I'll spit a quick 16 when I get to flow. I'll make a boy look stupid, go and ask Rude Kid. My time on the set, you better move it. No, I don't wanna go back to back on two tracks, two twos, you're whacking off. Superhuman lyrically, matter any rhythm, you can do it in a second. I reckon I get a bread of fuming, you're assuming you could even kick it with me lyrically. A miracle for you to even try with your gimmicky style, so simplistic, stupid. Eat the soul of mischief, 9-3 till infinity. I graduated from the school of skibbity, shabbity, fallacy, Wu-Tang, Gillaby. Alien ability, flow, soul, military, master like P, no limit, G-billetry, kick back, back with these acronyms and sublims, abstract with agility. J Dilla tracks spin round in my memory. I'm cold with the Metis punchlines and similes like crep, but you can't clone nobody similar. Sick on the mic like my dorm miniature room turns to a furnace when I finish a 32 massacre. So an arse in the calm man of them when I talk for them. Mixed liquor with the gas on the track, I'm sinister. Don't trust any prime minister, any EMP with their nasty ways. I'm Dillinger, carry on killing the rhythm with lyricism. Man, when I'm with screw, the flow just gets busier. Everyone says my bookings are nuts, but I screw them down. I wanna be busier. I'm a spinner, that's why you're dizzier. Rhyme for media, what? Getting rid of ya. Smooth like Nivea lotion, potent. Pugilist lyricist properly smoking the mic while you're properly soaking. No king, we can't collab on a tune insulting. Intelligence, you're not relevant, boasting about you got bars, but I heard your bars. All I'm saying is, kid, better stick to hosting. I bring out the rage and Zach Delarocean. Mixed rap with a DMV, nobody's seeing me. I do a 6-hour set like I'm Andy. From the start to the end, my fee, free bags and an XO brandy. You can ask Fat Mandy, I'm biological on these beats and my young gun's handy. With the fist, don't get it twist, man, I'm trying to war, but don't blame me for no Gandhi. I play dirty, kill him on the rhythm and all we get murky. Man, I'm in a big since cool school, trust me, I true school done. Take shots at shot. The certified 30, go and ask Funky Flirty. Knows the legs when I take my aim and expertly shut the ting down from early with a strong flow. Big combo like X-Man and Nerves. What? Up any blood clutch shoves in a manner when a manner runs taking your goods. There, man, a two book try looking all hood with a hoodie up halfway. Cooks get shook from a lyrical acrobat. Back to back with that. Smacking the track, I see change, adapt to that. Whacking the back with that. And attack the track. Any tempo on, man, I'm a rap to that. Back to back with that. Dark up a deep track. What's going on, fans? Bring the beat back. I'm a gannet on the rhythm, I'll eat that. Your top three, don't include me, delete that. Your opinion, nah, nah, nah. Keep that to yourself, scratch that. Fuck off and sweet that. Any publicity, good publicity, sweet boys, don't get brave, don't speak back. I'ma speak that real talk, me be whack. Never gonna happen, I'm dumb black.
like a G-Pack, G's in the game, see that. I'm a G when it comes to the wordplay, GG. We crack, Grey Goose ganging it, banging it. We lacking no area, my G's be that. Click in the corner, skank into Tupac. Underground kings, but you already knew that. True that, ooh that, rude cat, man, I moved that. Through to the fiends in the club, where I slew that. Stage show music, junkies want new raps. Addicts all panic when I serve up new traps. Lick this, chew that, bars, I do that. Cup of tea, brew that, write me a new rap. You cat scared of the lava, the flow far bar, ring of fire, but just jump through that. Dynamite flow, so sick, hypnosis. In the summer solstice, I'm getting explosive, impulsive rhyme. We're injecting two dosage, so corrosive, and these jokers know this is the oldest trick in the book. It won't work on me with the bars.
I mean, we're gonna run that back real fast because it's insane. It's insane. That's insane. That's crazy. Yeah, man. Fucking Harry Shada, Animal. Pretty sick so far. Running it back right now, just in case you missed something. More like radio.com. My time now. Let's go.
Now it's getting all peak, got everybody talking like Mickey and Meek unique.
Connor reading political like Pete. Don't speak, no doubt I'm into your key. Doing everything you wanna but never gonna rally. Tracks hotter than the weather in Mozambique. I'm a freak of nature, it's not that deep. Man, ask how did I get so many bars. My advice to the bread I was funny, don't sleep. Out rap anybody in the club, in the street. Any new school don that they say's got heat. Take time, take seat, take note while I beat this beat. Flatline, I'll eat your heart like English Frank. Take no defeat, any cypher without me not complete. Man, I try speak complex, they're not on beat. I'm a beast on the mic, I battle them on street. Don't flop or you might get dropped on the concrete. D&B King team drums like Trepsy. But you might hear me on some esky beats. Most versatile, do not test me. I'm a modern day Dizzy Gillespie. Scatting on the track and I'm whacking them back. Macking roll, making a racket. Best keep on clapping your clap back on the rap track. Slap a Fascio, Cassidy style cat. Body on Casio, classical kingpin. Cooking like casseroles, cat strike cat. My flow complete. Battio's done, gone dad. The daddy-o like Baggio. Riding the groove back, rider or Fabio. Fantastic on the Mackie, I go rack over rack over. I'm a blacking out in a black hole. The capo when I snap, no pop crackle. Want more like Mackle, kick back and cackle. Major like C when I battle. Debacles one, the true son of the six son. I tackle too many topics. Rhyme, vandal, ramble. Lethal like Bizzle when he's Lambo. I'm Django. Come back with an artillery, can't handle. Hand to hand, mic to mic, get scrambled. Can't mess with the ability, can't gamble. Ramble on, diss me fam, that's a scandal. Bringing the deep ting on the rhythm like Randall. Couldn't hold a candle. See the way I come with a brand new angle. In my black Kangol, sipping on a tango. Fres get strangled with the mic lead, then head straight to Nando's. Extra hot ting, never lying with a mango. Looking on a black card like my Don Jamal, keeping it funky. Are you gonna bang go? Bangs in the whip, real life, no pantomime. I never mind, met the chick from the land of fucking. The time is all mine, all fine. When I deep find go perfection's on B-line. He ain't got a clue how to market me, so he offered a contract, but I just declined. Jumped in the whip, my boy sparked the pip, but I still don't smoke the reef, but I decline. Treat the game like it's tea time, eat everything that I can as quick as I can. Quicker than running in, twicking, I'm licking shots with a sicker plan. Sick of these sons, I'm gonna kill him like a wicked man. Wicked is lyrical terrorist, but never typical. These tickets cut and flow as quick as this and keep it lyrical. Analyzing the flow, I'll be kicking his very spiritual. The pinnacle of double time, wrapping up any visual life. He's spitting his lyrics, I think it's pitiful. Throwing darts at the shot, I want a subliminal. Sonically, I'm on a different level, no apology. You brothers ain't feeling my flow. That's just criminal. Proved it so many times, it's so many rhymes, so many times. I've shined on so many shows, so many flows. My catalog of these videos, work rates. I'm stepping back into physio, physically and mentally ready to get busy. Though asking in the booth, trying to get a little dizzy. Though 2015, you can smell my hunger, bust rhymes quick. Then I just ask, what's the deal? Do what I wanna and I will when I wanna. When I wanna, Maradona on the mic. Them cynical cats are too clinical. See wars, I win them all. Warmongers dead in the clash. They're all minimal miners. I'm king of all false, so flammable. Gang bang beats, I'm a true track cannibal. Animal lecture in the sector, mechanical mind on the mic. I'm a blood clot animal.
Yeah, yeah, that was Harry Shotta. Man, well, fucking A, dude. I mean, if that was a hit song, that definitely would deserve to be in the Guinness World Book of Records. I'm definitely going to check out more music by Harry Shotta and possibly reach out to him on Twitter, see if we can't get some exclusive tracks from him that we can play here on the Shizzo. But listening to this just made me want to throw caution to the wind. We've already gotten one cease and desist letter, you know what I'm saying? Let's see who else is listening. Listening to that made me want to play this song, Speed 'Em, Worldwide Choppers 2 by Tech 9, featuring Eminem and Chris Calico. If you haven't heard it, now is your opportunity to have a listen, because it's real, real. It's real dope, and it's happening right now, you know what I'm saying?
I beat up, but then I heard he got pissed when I got at the top and they made him pretty hot. Cause he knowin' the technique is a dirty chop. He's handled, Holmes, he is a handful. How in the hell he hovering, having hella go ham though. I said the seven Ritzy Havens will be the man, so we put it together thinking Eminem was a gamble. Guess not, cause he beat the guest spot. Calico said what we doing, I said to him, let's chop. So now the people finally get three of the best lot. Never be another chopper's coming, so let's rock, nigga. You're on. People got to wondering if it's a for sure song. Yes, I got another killer making the tour strong. If you're thinking about it, you're gone.
Nobody can catch a meet, the speedy Gonzalez, the beat is the problem. And if you got a feed in your mouth, you gon' have to beat. About a lot of them, it's a lot of them, and I mean a lot of them. And me and Nina used to follow them. I got a lot of body. I'm Mrs. Hitman, a Hitman, a Hitman, karate. I'm in the fans, we'll lift hands, we'll be dancing out of them. And the cans are too bad, so we'll stand the pride of them. Who stands with two hands and we'll be in the crowd of them. If I ain't making sense, you did a stand with the amp, double like a bass. It ain't never been a gift, I'm in a heat, I'm a beat, I'm a boom.
Then I let them out.
They never heard of us, I'm looking, I'm turning up. I slapped the shirt off, I'm super simple to make them, but impotent if it will, I'm a flipping niggas, been feminine. And so the purpose to pit the pin and reversing conditions I'm living in, it'll do bigger numbers than Eminem. Gotta be faster, it's smash on a nigga with half the cash. I'm a little sicker, quicker than your figure. I make a super bigger than the winner. If you half ass delivering, I'ma eat your dinner. Better than mine, I mean other guys. I jump around, so do that mean I'm rubberized? Me and I, mask, I mean, me murderized. We bleed them, beat them to the big on, beat them.
Speed up.
If you wanna go with us,
speed
up. I'ma leave them in the dust,
speed up.
I'ma speed them when the bus,
speed up.
And I'm gonna hit the clutch,
speed up.
If you wanna go with us,
speed up.
I'ma leave them in the dust,
speed up.
I'ma speed them when the bus,
speed up.
And I'm gonna hit the clutch.
Sometimes I feel like I'm never slowed down.
Perfect this beat, let me just check to see if Stephanie Mills left beneath extra refills of ecstasy pills next to me in the seat still, or she eat them all with a... the street.
You inspect the scene.
In the habit of grabbing a mic and babbling, adapting the lights, but I might just let on my fucking writing tap with after the night. I'm grabbing it right from the medicine cabinet, cause that's what it's like. And attacking it like a dragon, a bite jetpack in the backpack when I write. This thing, a pin up inside, I went up inside, a vinegar's down it with a cigarette lighter. Figured I'd try to set a big in the fire that'd trigger the sprinkler system and not escape. But the getaway driver screwed up my limo collider with the Senate divider. I went through the window and ended up being pinned at the side of a semi offender beside a friend of the guy's wife, friend of the flight attendant from Idaho that took an attendant in the vagina. Also, I pick up a pin of venomous and I'm as thick as tennis. The menace like an evil dental hygienist. The sinister, you've been yelling to meninous. I invented this, I'm the genus. The synonymous, a nemesis to a feminist. Something smart, I look degenerate. I got LED generous trying to tell me these men are just full of jealousy. Give me just a female independence. How would a clitoris hit a miss? You will never consider this a bit of disappointment. I'll never fail to deliver this. Whatever the weather in this will be just like a certificate of authenticity. But I'm thinking about just trying to think of the quickest and sickest way to make them pick it up. Pick a day to be quick, then I'm picking it, wicked as shit's a sight. Spit it back at a level incredible, helpful, rebel, unforgettable. Better leave these beats are edible, like a settle, Lucy, festival. And I stalk my prey. You think you got away? Not today. Murder you on a song, and then I just say I was with Dr. Dre and Robert Blake eating lobster steak and coffee cake at a restaurant with Drake and Texas. Gotta make sure that our stories corroborate. I'm a lot to take, like Kanye walking up on the stage for Beyonce. Like it's my job to say that you're not a real artist, but it's my obligation. Honest Dave is on his way, you are not. Your ammunition replenished the Punisher with his gun and your hunter words and a clip mother, which motherfuckers better run up. You're not looking to get run over by the road running. No wonder no one don't wanna go and jump in front of a fucking runaway locomotive and get thrown up on him. You're just trying to fuck with them.
If you wanna go with us, speed up. I'ma leave him in the dust. Speed up. I'ma speed him on the bus. Speed up. Sometimes I feel like I'm never slowed down. Sometimes I feel like I'll never slow down.
I'm the fury, the final fight. I flip it on fraudulent fellas, fulfilling fright. I flick it on fire, finishing with a flow and flight. Feminine fakers falling, flogging a foe with a fight. Never forget it, I severed the head of a critic. I sped up and did it. You're tripping to be a dead epidemic. I wet up a clinic and make a bloody red up a percentage of an addict having to get the lead up a cynic. Go. It was never the devil, I put up a fight up in the industry. Pedal to metal, we're giving a light a lot of energy. We reppin' be checking heat that be Cobra. If he's an evil enemy, it'll be over. Running you down in front of your town. You ever make it fun of the clown? I'm gunning you down. We doing it under the ground, a wonderful sound. If anybody come at the hound, I wanna be found. Bitch. We'll never be chopping without Slick Rick. I got it from the record, lick the balls in his dick. If you never listen to me, a musical misfit. No, cause every time I be dropping, I get bit. I'm hearing a lot of rappers, they trying to spit quick. But the Midwest got them and we kill them in this bitch. If you ain't in my circle of choppers, you missed it. Cause me and my nigga twist the ruler and this it.
Speed up.
If you wanna go with us,
speed up.
I'ma leave them in the dust.
Speed up. Sometimes I feel like I'm never slowed down. Sometimes I feel like I'll never slow down.
If you've never given Tech N9ne a chance,
music,
I'm hoping that you will after listening to that song. So, fucking Jurassic World, man, it shattered records, apparently. It was the largest global opening of all time, which is insane, because it's, like, the franchise as a whole is not even all that, like, it's not, like, you wouldn't expect that. I wouldn't expect that news. Like, I saw that, and I was like, what the fuck? Like, who, like, how many... secret, like, who the fuck was waiting for Jurassic Park to come out? Like, a fucking pre-sequel? Sequel? Who's waiting for a sequel? Because that's what it is. I've seen it over the, weekend, I guess you could say. And, yeah, it's decent, man. It's a good movie. It's like, it's kind of what you always wanted to see, which was fucking more raptors. And you get it. You get a lot of raptors. Those were the highlights of any of the movies, was the raptors. And, you know, there have been entire documentaries done on raptors and advancements. And, I mean, I still find it extremely hard to believe that chickens are the descendants of fucking raptors. Seems a little far-fetched to me, but that's what they say, whatever. But, you know, there have been entire studies done in the raptors now, because that's what the fuck people wanted, and that's what you got in this. You learn a lot of really interesting things about the movie through the movie, of course. But it's just, it's one of those movies. It's just, it's like made for kids. You know, the villain is clearly the villain. He's clearly the bad guy. There's no fucking ifs, ands, or buts. But like, you couldn't mistake this dude for a good guy if you tried. Like, this, you're a fucking dick, and everything about you screams dick. Like, from beginning to end, there's no, you know what I'm saying? Like, in the fucking scientists, you know that guy's working with him. Like, you just fucking knew. You knew. There was no fucking secrets in that movie. It was like, oh, you're the fucking... Hey, by the way, if you're a fucking parent or an old man, stay your fucking ass home. Nobody paid all that money to hear your fucking baby cry or to hear you fucking cough all fucking throughout the goddamn movie because you don't have no fucking bowel control. Stop it, okay? Stop coming out. I didn't fucking go see a movie in the a.m. o'clock to fucking listen to your baby cry and your fucking grandfather cough. So leave those people at home. Yeah, man, it was just... As far as, you know, the plot and the storyline goes, very predictable, very... It's like, oh, come on. I mean, one of the things I didn't see coming, but it wasn't really a big shocker. Like, it wasn't a huge shock. Like, I'm not gonna spoil anything for you, but, like, when they were talking about... Yeah, that dude's a fucking dick. If you're in the chat room right now, there's a picture of... He's just everything about him. Just asshole. Just his fucking... His walk, his smile, the way he talks. He's like a fucking... George Bush with a little bit more brains and stomach. But, yeah, man, it's like the big reveal of the fucking movie was what the big dinosaur was spliced with. And it's like, man, I fucking wanted to hear people or something like crazy. Like something just would make me go, oh, shit, that's insane. But it's like they reveal it and it's like, what? That's the fuck? That's stupid. That's dumb. What is? Stop it. It's dumb. The whole thing is dumb. What else? Those kids were just fucking far too smart and fucking thrifty for their own good. Yeah, man, that motorbike raptor scene was probably easily one of the best scenes in a movie ever, you know? Western Echo in a room... I guess disagrees with me. He said at least it was believable. And I mean, yeah, okay, yeah. Yes. But exactly. It's believable. When they reveal the shit, it's like, oh, okay. Well, that makes sense. But I wanted fucking serial killer. Like, I want to be spliced with serial killers. Like, fucking, we got the dinosaurs and the craziest serial killer DNA we could find. And the fucking, that's why it's hunting and killing and shit, and I'd be like, oh, damn, dude, fucking Hannibal Lecter dinosaur version, like, that's insane. That would have, like, put me at the edge of my seat, but they revealed it, and I just thought, like, it's like, oh, well, okay, that's what it is then, I guess. But, yeah, dude, they never fucking showed that black guy again for the rest of the movie, did they? Like, he was in the tree at one point, and the fucking raptor was gonna get him, and then, I mean, I'm assuming that something got him, like, we never saw him again, and just like, alright, are you Negroes happy? We didn't kill the black guy in the movie for once, fucking, but we sure as hell didn't fucking cut back to him, so for all we know, he's fucking still out there, lost, or stuck, or something, man. There's a lot more fucking dinosaurs out there, and the... And the ending was a little lackluster, too, man. Like, the ending got just real unbelievable, dude. Like, I'm not trying to fucking spoil shit, but I will say this. So, hashtag spoiler alert. If you don't want to know, I can turn it down for about a minute or two. I'm giving you some time. All right. Fucking, I will say this. Fucking, she... What? I'm going to... More teeth. First off, shut up, kid. You know what the fuck you're talking about. We need more teeth. That's not even... What does that even mean? How did she even... I would have, like, honestly, in that situation, I just sometimes in movies, I'm like, how did you do that math? Like, are you all geniuses? And just, we need more teeth. And she's like, ah, I know fucking immediately what I need to do. I need to go fucking release the goddamn Tyrannosaurus Rex from the cage. And,
Yeah, that'll seem like a good idea. And then it'll chase me because I am clearly faster than the Tyrannosaurus Rex, which takes way larger strides than I ever could, but I'll outrun it. And I'll just lead it to the fucking other monster there, and we'll fucking, it'll happen. They'll fight. They'll fight till the fucking death, and that'll be the end of it. And it was just like, what? When that other little raptor came, I was like, oh, that's, what is, and then like when the fucking raptor and the T-Rex looked at one another, I honestly really just wanted them to fist bump. I really was just hoping they would just like fucking fist bump and then turn around and walk in separate directions. Cause that, and then the movie could have cut to black and just fucking words would have came up and it would have made the entire experience worth it. And don't get me wrong, I'm not knocking this movie at all. I enjoyed it. Great movie. It's just, you know, flawed, as most movies probably are. I mean, and again, I'm not a Jurassic Park fanboy either. I mean, I'm sure somebody out there really loved Age of Ultron, but was just like, ah, really? I loved it, man. Yes, really. Okay, really. Everything that you're questioning, yes, really, that happened. Yeah, man. I don't know the Jurassic Park lore. I don't know that if it is lore, because it's like, I was talking about, what was I reading? Oh, it was some stupid, you know, you fucking feminists get on my nerves. Just stop it, okay? Just shut up for a second, okay? And just stop. Not everything is fucking sexist. Jesus. You know what I'm saying? Pick up a book. Learn something about something before you open your mouth. There was this feminist that reviewed the last episode of The Flash and just fucking ripped it a new one because, you know, Flash runs back in time and he lets his mom die and some stupid shit. And it's like, shut up. This comic book lore, like, it's in the books. It's the fucking lore of the book. It's what happens. If he changes that catalyst in his life, it changes the entire universe. I mean, I can go on and on about how, you know, stupid Western Echo. I go on and on about how stupid she was, but it's just like, shut up. I mean, clearly he went back and was going to save his mom, and future self saw himself there and was like, hey, man, stop what you're doing. You don't know what you're doing. And then he was like, ah, fuck, you're right. I don't know what I'm doing. This is crazy. What am I doing here? And he stopped. Like, I mean, come on. He talks to his mom and he's just like, hey, I love you. Cool beans. You know what I'm saying? Like, get the fun. Just shit. Oh, is it the woman was there just to die? No, that's not what she was there to do. Fucking Jesus. Like, would you have preferred it if fucking his dad died and it was the same? Like, what is wrong with you people? Like, why is everything something to everybody? Like, does it really matter who fucking died? It's just fucking catalyst in the kid's life that changed the direction, the course of his future, and it fucking made him the Flash. He just shut the fuck up. Like, what are you complaining about? Jesus. With that being said, I enjoy the character that the female protagonist in this movie played. She was not very, you know, like, it's, she started off very, and then it just turned into, oh, shit, she's kind of a mini badass. That's kind of cool. I despise the fact that her hair was always done, and no matter what she was going through, there was just enough makeup on her face to make her look presentable. But, I mean, hey, whatever. Who cares, right? But, anyway, yeah, man, overall, good movie. Honestly, there needs to be a Blu-ray version where the raptor and the T-Rex just fucking fist bump, and then they go their separate ways, and then the movie's over. We don't need any of that extra shit at the end. Was there an end credit scene, Western, if you went and saw it? Let me know. There was a lot of people in the theater. I was like, ah, let me get the fuck out of here, and I didn't. It's not one of those movies that I really cared if there was an end credit scene. It wasn't going to, like, change. Oh, there's a fucking another type of dinosaur that they're working on. Fucking spider crawling up the wall right now. Shit, it's bugging me out. It's a baby spider, too. Those folks are fast. When am I going to get bit by a spider and turn into fucking Spider-Man, I tell you? It's never going to happen. That's the shit they don't tell you when you're young. That it's never going to happen for you. Is that a fucking depressing message? Like, if you had kids and they were like, oh my god, Spider-Man, I hope I can be fucking grain of spite. It's never going to happen for you, son. It's never going to happen for you. It's the most depressing message you could send to kids ever. I'm actually pretty happy that no one ever fucking peed in my cornflakes. Let's get some more music going here. We here at My Time Now like to promote awesome shit 24/7, 365. And because of that, you out there in La La Land know that we're about it. And if you're about it, well, we'd like to hear from you. Send your music in an attached file, in an email, to mc.itsmtn@gmail.com. We'll give it a listen and we'll play you. You know what? Fuck it. We love it or hate it. We will listen and we will play it live on air for all to hear. And all you got to do is send us that email, attach your song, give a short description of yourself, and we're gonna listen to it live. You know what? Fuck that. Let's make it an event. I love events. I play a lot of Destiny, a lot of events, and oh my God, have I talked about Destiny yet? Have I talked about how awesome it is? Have I talked about the fucking Taken King? Have I talked about the Taken King? Because if I haven't, it's a fucking thing, and it's happening, and it's happening, and it's real deal holy feel. I'm gonna let you know that right now. I'm not gonna, you know, I'm awfully sure if you listened to Awkward Gaming Gamer Radio, you know. So I'm not even gonna say anything. I'm just gonna let that be said that it's a thing that's happening, and don't expect a show that week. Just don't. Don't expect a show for the next 2 weeks. I mean, it's just don't expect things from me, okay? It's just not gonna happen for you. It's not gonna happen. So those days, fucking Taken King comes out, that's it. Don't expect the show. ESO came out, and fucking, I don't think I'm gonna do a show today. I think I'm gonna be fucking playing ESO, and I did. And now I got a badass level 7, level 5 sorcerer. Yo, the leveling, I just did the subscription for ESO, and They need to add more for the subscription package. I don't know if I'm going to keep paying $15 a month to just have a faster leveling process to get crowns and, you know, just fucking. And, well, there's access to the DLC, which I don't. I mean, is there DLC yet? I mean, if anybody knows, hit me up on Twitter at DarkSideRules. I don't know if there's DLC yet. And. Or at least for consoles, I guess. I don't know. Like, is there DLC innately in the game or what's happening? All I know is I do want to ride beers. And if I need to pay $15 a month to ride a beer, I will. I will, because that's badass. That's badass. Okay? But yeah, I feel like they need to add more. There needs to be more there, you know? I mean, the world is already free, you know? Like, I just. Like, when you think of a game like WoW, and I'm constantly comparing Destiny to WoW, and I'm going to be comparing ESO to WoW. I don't know, man. Like, you pay for that, and it's like, it's just. You got mounts, you got familiars, vanity pets, so to speak. There's so much. So much. Like, give me some new races. Give me fucking undead. Fuck, you know, just give me, fuck, what are they called in fucking ESO? Elder Scroll. I don't know, man. Give me something more. Like, what am I paying for? I don't know. I want to see more. I could fucking show me a whole new class. I mean, maybe an imp or something. I don't know. Give me something else. It's just $15 a month. It's going to be a hard fucking pitch to keep pitching. And, you know, to go back to Destiny really, you know, I thought I wasn't going to talk about it, but I guess I am. I guess we're not going to fucking go to music real fast. Destiny is really, don't you love this show? It's just so eclectic. Like, it's everything encompassing. Like, it's everything. It's everything you could possibly want from a show. It's like me. I was just thinking the other day, I'm so fucking sporadic and crazy with my music. Like, right now, I'm on a techno trip. You know, I'm just like, I listen to whatever fucking moves me for that period of time, and then I'm on to the next thing, and then eventually I'll come back. Like, I am transcendent of time. I just, it's music, and it's always there. It doesn't matter. You know, I have my country fixes, you know. I mean, those country fixes last way less, substantially less, like fucking worlds less than any other of my fixes. But it's like, I listen to country for like a couple, like a day at most. And it's like, all right. I've been listening to EDC like for 3 days straight now. Just fucking EDM, I mean, I don't know. But Destiny looks like it's going in the direction that it should have went. And then it helped me. I'm not going to say helped me, but it truly showed me that, you know, I mean, and I'm super excited with Destiny and all that shit, but it's like, I feel like Bungie sold us a half-assed game. You know, when you look at the House of Wolves, right? I mean, the Dark Below to me was a genuine DLC. You know, I was like, okay, that's cool. I played it once. You know, Dark Below was a genuine DLC. But House of Wolves, just see, like, after playing it, it's like, oh, you just fucking shorted me game content. Like, I paid, how much did I pay? I paid, like, $80, and you shorted me game content. You know what I'm saying? Like, there's no reason why that House of Wolves shit shouldn't have been in the game. Like, and I'm not talking about the armor and stuff like that. I get it. Fine. You want to give people a reason to come back. That's cool, right? You give me new armor. You know, you give me new quests, even. I'm okay with that. But, like, a lot of that shit should have been, like, fucking Trials. Not Trials. Prison of Elders. I feel like that should have been, like, a part of the end game content, you know? And then I look at this with the story and the classes, and it's like, you sold me a half-ass. Because it's not, okay, because they're giving you subclasses, and again, I am super excited. I don't want anybody to take from this the wrong vibe. Like, I watched the trailer, I watched it like 8 times. I was at work. I showed 2 coworkers, one of which didn't even give a damn. It's like posted, you go to my Facebook, Twitter, anywhere. I'm fucking excited. However, it shows me the half-ass game that I bought. You know, like, first off, you get the special limited edition package now, right? That has all the content in it. That's probably going to be $60. That's probably going to be $59.99, and that's going to be the fucking game, and the DLC, and the Taken King. I'm probably going to have to pay $40 for that one DLC, because it's an entire new experience. Like, it's adding new worlds, it's adding all this extra shit, and it's like, why wasn't this in the original game? Like, why? Why did you guys, like, why fuck us over? Like, why fuck the people who, you know, pre-ordered and waited in line and fucking followed the fucking rocket launching and the weather balloon and all that stuff? Like, and I know it's easy. The easy answer is, oh, well, the money, Johnny, if you don't understand business. Shut the fuck up. I understand business. I'm just saying it sucks. It's a raw deal, you know? You pay for a game. You know, I paid $79 so I could have the DLC when it came out and not have to buy it and save a little bit. But it's like, I would have gladly, and this is the God's honest truth, they were like, up, the game's $100 or $80 or $90 or $120. I would have bought it if it was a full fucking game. Like, if it was a full game, I would have bought it. You know, like, when you think about it, when Halo 4 came out, Halo 5 looking amazing, by the way. I need to get my pre-order fucking in for that shit. I get my pre-order in for that, and there was something else. I can't remember what it is, but definitely, fuck, Halo 5, oh, it's just, jeez, Louise. It's gonna be the sickness all day, every day, and they finally, someone, the gamer gods have been just listening, because I've been saying we need to have PvP versus PvE, PvP mixed with PvE. And, you know, one of my friends was telling me they do that in Titanfall, and I'm like, oh, okay, well, I never played it, so can't, like, fucking wasn't that good. But this fucking on Halo. It looks insane, bro. And I'm super excited about it. Warfare, Halo 5, Guardians. It's going to be really cool. But, you know, when Halo 4 came out, I paid, what, $100 for the limited edition? You know? And I think that came with the at least the first map pack or something like that. But I had all the map packs for it. And, you know, it's just, it's worth the money to spend. Like, trust me, I feel like they didn't have faith in their product, and thus they did what they did. And, you know, yeah, they probably tweaked some things in House of Wolves that, you know, they probably took some stuff out of House of Wolves that was going to be there initially, and they put some things, and it's just like, okay, I understand that, and I understand, you know, console restrictions, okay, you know, fucking PlayStation has had that other raid and those weapons for before us for hella long now. When the fuck is it gonna? When are we gonna get it? I don't know. Xbox One, I don't know. But you know, I understand that. But just don't sell me a half-ass game. Because again, as much as excited as I am for it, I feel like there's so much more. Like, you know, it's like you guys aren't wow, and that's where this whole thing started. You're not wow, so you can't wow me, because it's not like. When WoW drops an expansion like that and you pay to do it, it's like it's a whole new fucking universe, bro. And every now and again, they'll add things that make you go, this is completely worth the money. You buy a WoW expansion for fucking $40 and whatever it is, and it's like, here's two new races. Here's a new fucking job class. Here's this. And it's like, you offered me, Destiny's giving me another subclass. Which, again, fucking awesome. Can't wait to use the Hunter's Bow and the Arc Lightning. Even though the Hunter's Bow, it's kind of weird. It seems weak. Like, it seems, because from what I hear, it's just a whole bunch of disorientation. Like, it's a team thing. Like, it slows enemies down and it fucking disorients them and all that shit. And I'm like, oh, if it's not doing any real fucking damage, that's kind of lame. But we'll see when the game, you know, as it comes closer to release date. I'm sure there'll be more on it. But, you know, so yeah, you're giving me a new subclass, but it's like, give me a new class, give me a new race, give me more than just a slot that I already have in the game when I purchased it. Like, it's not like one's gonna magically appear. One has been there, and I've been going, oh, you think they're gonna add a new subclass in one of the expansions? And my friends were like, I don't know, seems like it would make sense. Because it's a fucking extra slot there. So it's like it's been there. It's in the coding. Just stop dicking me around. Don't piss in my Cheerios and tell me it's milk, man. I know what you're doing. So if you do come up with a Destiny 2, and I really hope not, that just seems greedy. I mean, if you want my money, fucking build on top of this game. There is no World of Warcraft 2. You know? Keep doing what you're doing, Bungie. I'm telling you, keep refining it. Keep making Destiny better. Don't Destiny to me, because it seems lazy and it seems greedy. Now, I'm gonna buy it. Don't get me wrong, because I'm a mindless consumer. But don't Destiny to me, because you're not Mass Effect. I can understand if the story ended and that's it. Okay, I'm doing some shit in the game and da 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 da. Man, I want the continuation of the story. So let me buy the second game and port my character over. And I can only assume that you're going to do character porting if you do a Destiny 2, which I do believe is already in the works. But, I mean, I hope that Destiny 2 is just a code name for more on Destiny. Because if you Destiny 2 me, I mean, I'm going to be a little upset, okay? So, you know, take that for what it is, Bungie. I highly recommend that you listen to me, because I know how to fucking make money. Well, if that was true, I would not be doing this for free. But anyway, we're going to take a quick commercial break. We're going to be right back after these messages. We're going to get into that new song by Sire. We're going to talk about some more crazy shit. We're going to talk about how fucking, maybe, I don't know. I don't know if we're going to get into all of this, but is hip-hop just turning into some crazy fucking drama?
exploiting everything I see is, oh, this person and this person argue on Twitter. This person and this person beef. This person responds to this person, defends this song about it. Like, shut the fuck up. Just, like, are you making music? Are you informing anybody of anything ever? Are you even having fun? Jesus. So, that's pissing me off. But anyway, we're going to take a quick commercial break. We'll be right back after these quick messages. And fucking A, man. Send us some music. Oh, you know what we were doing? Fucking A. An event. Well, that's what we're going to do for you guys. An event of music. Get it into. We'll just play it. We'll play it. We're going to have a music fucking playing day. Oh, shit. That's perfect, dude. End of the month. End of the month. Maybe I'll do this all the time. Last Tuesday in of the month, we'll do a music thing, man. And everybody send us your music. And we'll play it live. Like, we will listen fucking live on here. And we'll go through that. You know, I think that's a great way, because there's so much music that gets screened out. Believe it or not. You know what I'm saying? I know we play a lot of the fucking same songs here, but that's because I don't let fucking bullshit hit the airwaves. So there's a lot of music that gets screened out and just fucking deleted. There's a lot of music that doesn't even get listened to because it's linked. And I still prefer that you don't link it, because the system that I'm using right now, as we all know, I need to fucking crowdsource or kickstart or something. I need a new laptop, and I'm not going to be able to buy it on my own accord, or at least no time soon. I can buy it of my own accord. It just takes me saving for a month, maybe a month and a half, but I mean, who wants to fucking suffer? Although it's an investment, and I don't know, I'll make that decision soon enough. But hey, if you fuckers can help, I'm fucking supporting you guys' dreams. Yeah, I mean, that's why that's not why. I don't like links because it seems lazy. You just send an email, there's a link to my music, check out my other stuff while you're there. No, pick the song that you fucking like and send it to me, and I can fucking judge you off of your best work, what you feel is your best work. If I go to a fucking link and I start clicking around and I just hear shit, well, you're going to get half a listen and I'm out. But you send me a song that you like and you think is going to catch my ear, well, it's a little bit better for you. So with that being said, send us some music. And, you know, this might be an annual thing. Every last Tuesday of the month, we'll play that shit live on air. You know, just get it to us. It'll be, you'll get it to us before the last Tuesday. So that doesn't mean just send me all your shitty music and the last Tuesday of the month, I'll play all the shitty music I got. No, it has to be the second to last show of the month. After that show, you start sending your music, and the last Tuesday of the month, we fucking will play your music, and we'll have it heard. And if your music isn't played on that show because we get so many submissions, send it again, and we'll fucking, oh man, that sounds great. See that? I'm always thinking, creating, building a better, brighter, bigger tomorrow. Anyway, quick commercial break, and we're going to be right back after these messages.
By the way,
the Nerd Hour.
Tattoos and touchdowns.
Best funny show.
Masters of None.
360 on 420.
Welcome to the Cub Prep Film Podcast.
The Conti and Kenny Show.
OSW Review.
Antisocial Gamer Radio.
Alcohol by volume.
My time now.
It's time for Dutch and Royce. Get ready for Hippo Juice.
The Elvis and Albert Show.
The Cousin Joe Show.
It's High Society Radio.
You're listening to Atomicast.
It's all about me.
Shy kids.
Orange Room.
Warlock Radio!
What kind of store only has one thing on the shelf? T-Fury does. Now before you complain, listen to how it works. Each day a brand new t-shirt design becomes available for only 24 hours, then it's replaced by a new design the following day. They're all submitted by freelance artists too, so they're completely unique. They come in multiple colors and sizes, and they're all inspired by nerd and geek culture. And for only $11 per shirt, you can't go wrong. Check out today's limited edition design right now at tinyurl.com/MLRTs. Bookmark it and check back daily for new designs at tinyurl.com/MLRTEES.
The following
following trailer is rated H for honest. From the developers who created one of the best fighting games of all time, then did everything they could to ruin it, comes the franchise that taught kids all they know about human anatomy and absolutely nothing about spelling. Mortal Kombat. Experience all nine of the core captivating combats. Can we get those changed to C's? Thanks. There's the bloody arcade sensation that started it all, including the ESRB rating system, the sequel that was better in every way, an avalanche of turds that almost bankrupted the company, a franchise-saving reboot, and a game we'll all agree to never speak of again. Test your might in the Mortal Kombat Tournament, where you'll face off against non-mortals like a centaur, a four-armed dragon monster, and a literal god. Choose your combatant from a vast selection of not-so-original characters, featuring 1. Bruce Lee ripoff, 3. Different cops, 3. Identical Asian chicks, 4. Interchangeable cyborgs, and 7. Palette-swapped ninja men.
Lazy!
Try to follow the series' convoluted story about evil sorcerers trying to conquer the Earth Realm, which for some reason always comes down to a one-on-one martial arts tournament. It's actually a pretty humane way to settle war if you think about it. Cheese your way to victory in these ultra-violent Street Fighters for Dummies, then finish off your opponent with the ultimate humiliation by turning them into a baby, putting them in the friend zone, or ending their pathetic life with a fatality. That is, if you could just get the damn move right. Oh, come on! What the hell is jump distance anyway? Break up your epic quest to slaughter your enemies and save all of humanity with cute little mini-games like Board Combat, Mortal Pong Bat, and Mario Kart Bat. Whee! So prepare for the fighting game sensation that took America by storm, spawning one great 90s movie, one horrible 90s movie.
You're alive. Too bad. You will die.
And the best 90s dance track ever. Oh man, this is like the Laser Tag National Anthem. Starring...
Woo!
The Last Mohican, Butterface, Jack Skellington, Miley Cyrus, Paul Blart Mall Cop, the Hot Teacher from Billy Madison, the one with the boobs, Channing Tatum, Odd Job, Hand Job, Boob Job, Let It Go, and Barack Obama. Did you know the first Mortal Kombat was supposed to be a Jean-Claude Van Damme game? Then when he backed out, they turned him into Johnny Cage? Man, that would have been cooler than Shaq Fu. Be sure to subscribe for more honest game trailers and tell me what you'd like to hear me say in my awesome voice. And now, in the spirit of Mortal Kombat, I'm turning over the comments to Shao Kahn.
You shall not fight. We ride together, we die together. Bad boys for life. Tooted and booted. The Schnozberries taste like Schnozberries. Tacos! Hey, listen!
Hey, you. Yes, you guessed 10,542. Change your username. And while you're in a More Like Radio live page listening to fine quality programming, notice the banner ad just slightly above the chat room? It's a link to something you want in Amazon. Click it. It's probably reminding you to order something you need from Amazon.com. Don't leave MLR and type the URL like a sucker. Just click the link and it'll open in a new window. This way you can buy your shit and continue listening to the show. Now, change your username. It's right there on the right, stupid.
If you're sick and tired of getting pro wrestling only after it's gone through the PG filter, then it's time you were introduced to Combat Zone Wrestling. Celebrating 15 years of ultra-violence, Combat Zone Wrestling will give you all the high-stakes, high-flying, and hard-hitting pro wrestling you can handle. Check out their live event schedule, get information on their next iPay-per-view, skim the roster, or shop for CZW merch right now at CZWrestling.com. That's CZWrestling.com. No dance segments, no endless talk of downloading apps, just wrestling. Combat Zone Wrestling, the ultra-violent underground.
Even when Conti and Kenny are getting lessons about technology, it always becomes...
It's more.
There's a little gray drop-down box.
There is not. Not when someone's calling you, Joey.
I never want to see a gray drop-down box. Unless it's my grandmother's funeral.
Then you're kneeling at the wrong end, stupid.
The Conti and Kenny Show, Monday nights, 7 to 10, on morelikeradio.com.
Now, because the V is so deep, an interesting show, it won't ever put you to sleep. It has all the content that you want, the best show on the planet. I ain't even gonna front. Bringing it again and again. Don't ever miss a show and make sure that you're always tuned in. Hosted by my man Mike and C-Ray. Keep it turned up on the mic all day. You ask me what's my favorite podcast, I say DD. Listen to the show while you're sipping on your tea. It's the hottest of the hot. You ain't gotta trust me. Tune in to the show and you will definitely see. With Mike and C-Ray, you can't go wrong. The biggest show ever, bigger than a King Kong. Listen up and don't ever, ever miss a beat. It's deep. Remember that the V is so deep.
What's up, everybody? DV Podcast.
DV.
Be sure to listen to us Fridays at 8 Eastern on morelikeradio.com.
Yep.
Also download us on iTunes.
Just type in DV.
DV, your favorite podcast. Favorite podcast.
Did you know you can listen to any of the More Like Radio shows on the go? Download TuneIn Radio on your smartphone and search More Like Radio and never miss a show.
MoreLikeRadio.com. It's our duty to entertain you. I said duty.
Are you a fan of comics? What about obscure movies and TV shows? Well then, you are in luck, because every Friday, Nerd Hour is here to talk about those completely and utterly awesome things. So join Punchy, Ariel, and now Cornax as we talk the things that people claim prevent you from getting laid, but are amazeballs anyway. The Nerd Hour, every Friday night from 11 p.m. to 1 a.m. only on More Like Radio. Spoon!
Hey, Danielle, you know when you're watching the news and you see those really dumb people?
Yeah.
You know how you just want to make fun of them?
Mm-hmm.
Well, now you can. All you got to do is take those really stupid articles or videos that you see online and send it to us at dumbass@thesullyshowonline.com.
What's that address again?
It's dumbass@thesullyshowonline.com, and we might just use it for the show.
Right here on morelikeradio.com, Sundays, noon to 2.
Oh, hello there. I didn't see you come in. This is Mitch, producer of Dutch and Royce. I just wanted to take a quick moment to remind you why we are better than you.
I took the turkey baster and put it in the glass and sucked up as much pee as I could. I took the turkey baster, after lubricating it in my asshole, and put it up as far as I could in my asshole, and I was repeatedly thrusting it in and out while jacking off and screaming out a boy's name and moaning to make it feel like it was real.
I can't believe.
I then imagined,
Sean, did you write this?
I then imagined in my head him screaming, "I'm coming!" And I squeezed the turkey baster ball, shooting all my pee into my ass. Mitch, I kept taking the turkey baster out and filling it with more pee and shooting it deep into my asshole, making it feel like it was a huge cum.
Listen to Dutch and Royce live Tuesdays from 10 to midnight, only on morelikeradio.com.
Weddings used to be the celebration of a couple's marriage with friends, family, and loved ones. Today, weddings are an event, kind of like WrestleMania, because people don't just get married and throw a party anymore. No. Now they gotta make a giant spectacle out of the whole thing.
And now for your main event, Kimberly and Marty Stewart-Vesterman!
The average wedding in the United States costs $25,000. $25,000 for one day. That's over $1,000 an hour. That's f***ing insane. For that money, you could buy a new car, put a down payment on a house, or pay for 1 year of college tuition, or get like 25 mid-class hookers. I imagine. I'm not really sure. I'm guessing here. Weddings have just become a giant competition to see who can trump who. But in the end, they're all the same. Every goddamn wedding now comes standard with mason jars, string lights, photo booths, and some silly song and dance to introduce the wedding party. Gee, it's almost like I didn't come to this identical wedding last weekend. and then 2 weeks before that. Couples are constantly overplanning weddings. I like live music just as much as the next person, but there's a time and place. Nothing is harder and more awkward to dance to than a rendition of a Nicki Minaj song sung by a group of 50-year-old white dudes. Just do what everyone else does and hire the DJ who isn't up to speed with current music and only plays songs you asked him not to. If you're really lucky, you'll get to be a part of a photo where the wedding party is pretending to run away from some Photoshop thing that's chasing them. Kind of like in this photo. Guys, run! Really feel that joke's encapsulated in the photo that's over my shoulder right here. Destination weddings are the worst, especially if they're in one of the last places on Earth you want to go. Cancun! Wow, yeah, no, that sounds like a super time. When is it again? I don't know, I think I have a softball game that weekend. If I'm going way out of pocket on this thing and have to take time off of work, for God's sakes, please make it a destination worth going. Cancun, really? Was it a senior trip? Let's box some beers and I'm gonna marry Michelle! And if you throw a wedding that doesn't have an open bar, then I think you've greatly underestimated our friendship. In fact, I think I'm gonna need that present back, come to think of it. In the end, every single wedding will most definitely incorporate what you've grown to expect. The constant waiting around, terrible food, and that drunk older dude who won't stop hitting on your date. Just take comfort in knowing that someday, you'll be that drunk older dude. Circle of life. In the circle of life.
Get all the best talk in one place. MoreLikeRadio.com. Hashtag occupy our balls.
And suck them while you're down there. And for the record, this last Tuesday, we'll think of a name. Oh my God, My Time Tuesday. Jesus Christ. I just keep coming up with the coolest things ever. And, okay, I have to, anybody who plays Destiny knows how buggy it is. So my girlfriend is like super into it right now. And she's doing one of the missions and she almost beat it and the fucking server kicked her. And during that entire commercial break, I got her back to the point where she was at. And then the server kicked her again. So now she's rolling all over the floor and flailing her legs like a big baby. But anyway, last Tuesday, My Time Tuesdays. Oh yeah, Jesus, just innovative with the innovations right here. My Time Tuesdays will be the last Tuesday of every month, hopefully, and it's going to, you know, it's this one time. Starting today, you guys can just start sending music. I will sporadically pick songs throughout that we'll be playing on next week's episode, but the rest of the songs that are in the email, we'll have a re-listen to together. We'll re-listen to them together, some of them. So if I can start doing that, tell your friends to tell friends, and let's make this a thing, man. It can be big. It can be major for all parties involved. So make sure that that's happening. For right now, though, before we get back into long discussions about randomness, let's jump back into the music. What I wanted to say earlier was, you know that we know that you know that we are about it. So here's Pure Knowledge. We're about it, man. Pure Knowledge. MOA. Let's go. Jesus. Lord Jesus.
Yeah, but we really bout it. I be the one people hardly be doubting. I just step up on the mic and these people seats are ignited. They yelling, screaming, and hollering, saying I'm amazing. But look 2 years back, they're saying now I wouldn't make it. We finally famous. Everyone hating can kiss my anus. So you think that you the, well, I'm making you constipated. I'm the greatest since day one. We about to fix that. Rappers claiming they real, but really they just from counterfeit. If you think you got it, then homie, we can't go handle that. I am talking fighting, a firing these extended clips. Music. I told you I do this. People staring at me. You would think I was a new kid. Going toe to toe with that kid is something you don't do. Might as well forfeit, cause either way you are gonna lose. That's what happens with taking our PK. They asking if we is about it. Been about it since yesterday. We got it.
Ignore what what you heard about MOA being picky. If you say it's going down, then I'll be there in a jiffy. My mic is like a two-inch sword with a pistol. Shoot him down when I cut him, my point is clearer than crystal. I was bowed away before two chains had a necklace. Before Paul Wall, he was real and keep feeling reckless. Way before Master P made you want to say, I was kicking it with Nelly screaming, I'm number one. Break it down. I'm winning, they get it, I'm local, I'm making it hell of a before your break eyes. I'm sick of this shit, that's why I call myself measles, don't be surprised. Ooh. I'm starting to push myself as if it was played, it was made in the 80s. Yeah. But then when you say it, I'm seeing over here, over there, it's getting too crazy. Woo. It's getting wavy, I just might need a surfboard. Rocket blasting like Raccoon when I launch forward. The scoreboard reading 100 to zip. Got you feeling extra salty with fries in your upper lip. Yeah, you know I'm hot, you see the sweat on my forehead. After this verse, I'm fitting, I make some more bread. No fat to low, better stack up your peanut butter. Don't forget your jelly, yeah, I'm about to fill your belly. Oh yeah, I'm about it, wouldn't have it any other way. Continue to be about it till I run out of words to say. My energy is outrageous, God, I'm so contagious. Everybody get a piece of what I'm making.
Oh yeah, this year I'm planning to shock the world. Electrify you. Let's go.
I-M-E-L-E-C-T-R-I-F-Y-I-N-G.
Okay.
Step out of bed when I hit right. I know I gotta be the best I can be. No matter if I gotta prove them wrong so I can leave a legacy, loving and due respect. Any moment I can hand off, pull the trigger and drop real fast like a triple threat.
Like a triple threat.
Fuck your status, I got now and next like I did before.
Okay.
My niggas gonna fuck this game raw till his legs are shaking and sore. When I'm awake from the mic, I might seem calm and sane. But watch me step in the booth, that's when he's gonna bring in pain.
Yep.
Fuck the fame, I just want people to know that I'm ill. And my punchlines can punchline with bass and kicks that your heart will feel. Every rhyme is real, sick of telling me how you can taste it. And it smells like me being better than you, so just face it. Don't get your back up, my notebook was in your back up. I got rhymes for days of pack weapons, make you shake yourself and you feel it back up. So pack up, you don't know if you rhyme. I will tell you numerous times.
Okay.
Black out with the fast crime, it's your nickname, you bust the rhyme.
Yep.
Time is winding down to your doom. You'll go down with all of your goons. Uh-huh. There's no way you're taking my place unless you're planning to take my tune.
Okay.
I hate to tell you the truth, but it's not looking better for you.
Yeah.
You better do your research and learn about my shock value, bitch.
Hold
up, stop the presses. No one ever told me that I had competition.
What?
Well, I am Bobby Brown. The rest of you faggots are new
additions.
Damn. You better get new religions. Don't follow Jesus. Ask him to help you find a new career because you're getting down in your features. His creatures known as my crew continue to beat and polarize you. I'd be surprised if you're alive, and so I suggest you go spread the news.
What?
My team behind me, they realign me whenever I fall off track. They take the time to go snap the guy that just wants to stab my back.
Go get him.
So take heed with you bitches.
What?
There's no room for you snitches.
What?
Like a mama with a sewing kit with your costume, you gon' get some stitches. Nothing personal, it's just business.
Yeah.
With Patrick as my witness.
Yeah.
Better put your goggles on, cause I strongly advise you to pay attention.
I'm number one in this bitch, you just have to accept it.
Yeah. Time is winding down to your doom. You'll go down with all of your goons. There's no way you're taking my place unless you're planning to take my tomb.
Okay.
I hate to tell you the truth, but it's not looking better for you. You better do your research and learn about my shock value, bitch. There's a reason that I've learned to rip the mic to pieces. Have you had no voice, never had a choice, but like someone had no
relations.
What? You what to do, what to say, all this pressure keep building to start to torment you. Any voice, they start to convict you. I need a mic so I can get me through these rough times that's among us.
What?
It's a lot of injustice. No DC comments or Mortal Kombat involved, it's just us. Real people with real struggles, that's who I represent.
Okay.
So when I say I'm electrifying, I'm not talking about my fits, I'm talking about veterans, blue collars, and people that walk the streets.
Uh-huh.
That mother that works two jobs, just so her kids can eat.
What?
That dude that deals with bullies, rises up with mental strength.
Yeah.
And everybody living
in America that struggles out to pay rent.
Oh my gosh.
Saying that I'm real. I'm working hard to get my game up. There's no need for me to change up. I'm hurrying right that field. There's two sides to the story. By my side or against me.
What's next?
And if you're on the ladder, you get to serve on a silver platter. What's up? I'm number one in this bitch. You just naturally accept it.
Chill.
Time is winding down to your doom. You'll go down with all of your goons. There's no way you're taking my place unless you're planning to take my tomb. I hate to tell you the truth, but it's not looking better for you. You better do your research and learn about my shock value, bitch. Yeah, I told y'all. No more Mr. Nice Guy. I'm coming in. Yeah. Drugs, I see you, homie. I hope I did the beat justice, my dude. Good luck. Cheer. MOA deuces.
Just enough.
for granted, see the golden touch. Vibes, the sound effects are right, it makes me value the titan. While we hit you with the epic, clear your ass full of light. You smite and extend yourself to some, expand to the wealth. But it collapses when you start evading taxes. While your manager is laughing, cause he's riding on your back sheet. This ain't the picture that you painted. And now you struggle making payments. Never knew what you made, but you had that cop that made pop. Silly rabbit. Turn away from the dancers. Understand your finances. Yeah. Before you reach your slave, your shiny pants. This is often what it seems to be. You lost, but pretend to see. The light through the forest, please. But your friends will help you, right? Follow and smile. But they don't have your back. They just want something out of you. Saying your life is fly. But you know your life's a lie. Cause your mouth won't let you say that I'm your mind.
Yeah, that was I Am I by Ill Iteracy. So, Safari Samuels responds to Nicki Minaj's tweets. First off, wow. Safari Samuels and Nicki Minaj. I don't know, like, where did you guys get your fucking name? I mean, I know Nicki Minaj. I'm not trying to ask, but where the fuck? Who came up with these names of all these crazy fucking Safari Samuels? Anyway, the breakup between Nicki Minaj and Safari Samuels was a lot more public than their intimate relationship ever was. Music and Twitter have been the main stages for accusations of unfaithfulness and other claims explaining why the relationship didn't work. Recently, Safari released a long song describing his relationship with the Young Money artist, putting her in less than flattering light. Nicki would then take to Twitter and accuse Safari of cheating on her, and blah, blah, blah. What the fuck is happening? Seriously. Come on. How is this even, like... What is this, hip-hop or the fucking Young and the Restless? Like, who gives? Shut the fuck up. Who cares? Why the fuck are you airing your dirty laundry out in a fucking song and on Twitter and shit? I mean, Jesus. I mean, I've aired a bit of dirty laundry in my time, but this is like, it's always ridiculous. Like, you got this dumb broad and fucking Safari. So first off, who the fuck are you? Who are you? Who are you? Who are you? And if you were Nikki, you'd think that you'd be smarter than to fucking bait him on. You're just giving him attention, which is making people feel like I'm almost in, like, if I gave two shits, like, I would go listen to the song. I'd be like, oh, man, I want to hear what she was defending. I got to hear this shit. I'm going to hit play because they going at it. Like, but I'm not. I'm a mindless consumer, not a dumbass. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, you just, I'm going to respond on Twitter. You're a cheater. Send. Like, shut the fuck up. You're making millions. Who gives a fuck? Oh, God. It's just... I hate you. I hate you, Nicki Minaj. I hate you. And I hate Safari Samuels. And I don't even know who the fuck he is. But I hate his name. Good enough. You should be slapped. You should be slapped for having such a dumb name. Oh, what's your fucking rapper? Safari Samuels. Oh, I use
Safari, spell S-A-F-A-R-E-E.
That's not how you spell Safari. I just want to let you know that. Okay? You're a fucking idiot. And I'm not even sure that's how you spell Samuels, but I'm only going off of the fact that you spelled Safari wrong, so I'm assuming that the entire name is wrong. But I mean, Jesus. Jesus Christ, guys. Just come on with the bullshit. Fucking rap about something interesting and uplifting and fucking intellectual, informative shit. Fucking moron. I don't give a shit about your bullshit and your shitty name. Fucking nonsense. Something else I really want to talk about. Grandmaster Caz. And every time they have Grandmaster in the name, you just know they an old cat that fucking used to be, you know, crazy. Grandmaster Caz speaks on the evolution, or as I like to say, the de-evolution of battle rap. After being asked if battle rap existed during his time as an up-and-coming artist, Grandmaster Caz offered his insight into the evolution of battle rap. He revealed that battle rap did exist and added that it served as a test of skill. Grandmaster Caz went on to explain that battle rap started out as a gauge to see who the better rapper was, but eventually transformed into a more personal one-on-one following the battle between Kumo D and Busy B. "We always battled each other," Grandmaster Caz said during his interview with Black TV. "It was a test of skill. It's like, can you do it first? Once you see you can do it, then, all right, who does it better?" And that's where the battling starts. Battling became a little more personal, man against man, when Kumo D battled Busy B at Harlem World back in the day. But that was really the first definitive battle. Directly, I'm talking about you. I'm talking about how you lied about such and such and who you think you are and such and such and such and such. You didn't add that last such and such, but there's a lot of such and suches here. But I digress. And you ain't the shit, I guess. That's when that really happened. The Bronx, New York lyricist later spoke on today's battle rappings. According to Caz, battle rappers today appear to be more focused on insulting one another or boasting. It's about me being a better MC than you, he said. Not how much I can talk about you, disrespect you, downgrade you. It's about how lyrical I am. Thank you. That's what an MC battle is supposed to be about. Today is gone like man on man, like fuck you, I got them guns that'll do this and that. Man, he does not have a fucking wide vocabulary. This and that, such and such. Maybe you should expand your fucking vocabulary if you want to be a dope lyricist. Let me stop talking shit before people come at me. I know Grandmaster Caz is a man. Come on, that don't got nothing to do with it. You probably could kill me, but you ain't a better MC than I am. You know what I mean? That's the bottom line. You people bring in a lot of things into it that have nothing to do with it. And it's absolutely true. I mean, what the fuck is happening in battle? Like, in battle raps is like, nowadays, if you could even call them battle rap, it's like a whole bunch of yo mama jokes. Like, yo mama's so fat, she jumped in the air and got stuck. And then everybody in the crowd go, oh shit, he said yo mama's so fat, she jumped in the air and got stuck, nigga. And it's like, what the fuck did he know? That shit didn't even rhyme. Like, you fail. You lost. You lost this battle. And then you listen to the other guy, and he says some stupid shit. And it's just like, oh, well, you both lost. You're both terrible people. You should probably kill yourselves. So, I mean, I don't get it. I don't understand it. And also, it's just like, what is the... Like, niggas sometimes start their verse with, I Googled you on Facebook. And it's like, what? What? You did what? You did research, nigga? The fuck? I'm not... This is a battle rap, not an essay. Like, you came to... freestyle, like, what are you doing on the internet? Like, why are you studying? I came here to flow. You or what? You Googled me. What came up? Tell me more. Like, it's nonsense. It's stupid. I don't get it. I don't understand it. Like, you're a terrible MC. Like, you've got to dig up backstory. You got to talk about the man's past. His past. Like, you gotta, like, I mean, I've seen some shit, and I mean, don't get me wrong, it's entertaining, and but that's all it is, and. It's like, no one cares about the art anymore. It's just about money and entertainment. And, I mean, entertainment is cool, but fuck, dude. Like, don't call yourself an artist. Don't call yourself an artist if you just throw paint on a canvas and just because a couple people go, ooh, I like the rage that's being displayed here. You're not a fucking artist. You're just a motherfucker that threw paint on the canvas and you caught a couple morons' eyes. A couple people who are looking way too deeply into things. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, well, I guess that's more effective to the paint analogy than the whole battle rapping analogy. But my point is still the same. It's like simple-minded people giving you props that you don't deserve. You know, so it's just like you... If you can't freestyle diss me, then you're shitty. You suck. If you gotta bring up shit that you researched, I Googled your name and this is what came up. And it's like, no, shut up. You lose. Stop it. You Googled me? Get out of here. Get out. First off, what the fuck? Second off, terrible. Bad. No. Just slap him on the fucking nose with a newspaper. So, yeah, man, I mean, it's a de-evolution. It's not an evolution, and that's what the problem is. It's everything is going downhill. It's not evolving. It's not getting better, you know what I'm saying? Like, I would imagine that the evolution of hip-hop would be, you know, the last time I was live, I talked about how the highest grade-level MC is Eminem, or at least a major one. Aesop Rock was recently announced as like the highest, the best, you know, the biggest vocabulary in hip hop, and it's true, man. You listen to a fucking Aesop Rock song, you're like, what? My mind is blown. What did you just say? And it's like you listen to fucking Kanye West, I give me live lockdown, and it's like fucking 5 minutes of that. Like, what the? I didn't just buy an album, listen to 5 minutes of the same shit over and over, Kanye. Okay, I bought it because you dropped College Dropout and it was the best thing I ever heard. And then I bought 808 and Heartbreaks and it fucking broke my heart with 808s. And that's just not okay, man. You know, if I can get it together. So my point is this, the evolution of hip hop or the evolution of anything means that it's getting better. You are getting better. The evolution of man, I guess argumentative, but I mean, we got better. Let's not use us as an example. I feel like as a society of people who have evolved from where we used to be to what we are now, we're worse. We're fucking worse. It's like, yeah, we can create technology, but we're also now dependent. Like, I can't fucking hunt. I mean, I probably could. I mean, I figure things out fast. But I mean, most people can't fucking hunt. You know what I'm saying? Like, what the fuck? You can't go out there and just fucking hunt a deer. I mean, I can hunt. I don't know how to kill it. I mean, I can kill, but I'm saying, I don't, you know, you cut it fucking. But point is this, if I'm starting in the goddamn wilderness, I probably die. Most of you definitely will. You know, and it's just, as a fucking civilization, gone downhill. But my point is this. The evolution, by definition, is fucking you get better. You grow. You evolve into something more. Something else. Something. And I mean, I guess, you know, looking back at my own description there, it is evolving into something else. And it's not hip-hop. And that's the problem. It's still calling itself hip-hop. You know what I'm saying? Fucking snakes that evolved into lizards aren't called snakes anymore. They're called fucking lizards. And I'm assuming that snakes evolved into lizards and not the other way around. Does it really matter? Frontwards, backwards? It doesn't matter. They're not called the same fucking thing. They're called snakes and lizards. And it's, yeah, okay, it's the same fucking reptile, you know, family tree. But, I mean, fine. You want to be a part of the hip-hop family tree? Sure. But don't fucking call yourself hip-hop. Don't call yourself the base color. You know? Fucking, you're not. Okay? You're not. Red and blue makes green. I don't fucking call it red. It's fucking green. You're not the base fucking color. You're not. Stop calling yourself hip-hop before I slap the shit out of you. Whoever you may be. So those are things that are fucking real out there in the streets. Here goes another group of fucking people that I hate. Activist group petitions Tyler, the Creator's Australian tour. And I am by no means standing up for Tyler the Creator. I think he's a moron. But I think that some people are just dumber. An Australian activist group is trying to stop Tyler the Creator from coming to the country because he promotes violence against women. They want to stop him from coming to the whole country. They want to stop him from coming to the country. A small group of individuals who have decided that he is wrong and they are right want to get together a group of signatures to stop this person from coming to the country. That is how ridiculous this is off back. The group Collective Shout. That's a stupid name for a group, guys. I just want to let you know that. Is petitioning Prime Minister Peter Dutton to deny Tyler the Creator a visa. The rapper is scheduled to tour Australia in September. Yeah, you know what? That is exactly what Peter is going to do. He's going to throw away all the revenue that fucking Tyler the Creator is going to generate all because he promotes violence against women. Yep, that's happening.
Really?
He's a controversial visa applicant, Collective Shout co-founder Melinda Tankard Reist says. We believe he's in breach of his visa conditions, which state very clearly that you cannot come here and propagate, vilify, or incite discord in the Australian community. Let me tell you something. Okay, and I'm not even going to read the rest of this fucking article. I mean, she goes on to incite. She goes on to say that. Go ahead and read it. I got so many problems right now. We're going to cover them all. Australia has stated. Started the White Ribbon Campaign, a national initiative to stop violence against women. The country observes White Ribbon Day on November 25th to create awareness of the issue. The mission is to make women's safety a man's issue, too. What is the point of trying to stop the epidemic of violence against women when you roll out the red carpet for a singer who glorifies misogyny, degrades women for entertainment. She also says the rapper has incited riots, including at SXSW in 2014. She says that even though the rapper has never faced criminal charges, he's still a criminal. Wow. We believe the damage is done by degrading women, by treating them as sex objects, by grooming boys into a sense of entitlement to the bodies of women and girls. Research shows that attitudes influence behavior. He is contributing to a hostile cultural landscape for women and girls. No, you fucking moron. And let's start from the beginning. She goes on to say he's a controversial visa applicant. We believe he's in breach of his visa conditions, which state very clearly that you cannot come here and propagate, vilify, or incite discord in the Australian community. Listen, if your people are so easily fucking enticed by one black boy with no fucking common sense, then there is a deeper issue at hand here, and it's got shit to do with fucking Tyler the Creator. Why can't people ever just take accountability for their fucking actions? Like, why is it always something else? Oh, these things happen because he said it. He incited a riot and it's no. One person cannot incite an entire riot. I mean, you know how powerful that individual would have to be, which means that they have put him on a pedestal. Like, Malcolm X could have incited a riot, absolutely. But that is because he was on a fucking God level. You know what I'm saying? Martin Luther King could have incited a riot, God level. Gandhi could have incited a riot, God level. Fucking Tyler the Creator can't incite shit. Seriously, come on. Shut up. Like, what are you even fucking saying right now? And then second half of this, or not half or whatever, but the White Ribbon Campaign, a national initiative to stop, violence against women, White Ribbon Day to create awareness of the issue. Listen, if you don't know women, there are certain men in the world beating the shit out of women. You also have a very different, oh my God, you mean to tell me? If it wasn't for White Women, White Ribbon Day, I would have never have known that this atrocity was happening. Like, what the fuck? It's like AIDS awareness. I know it's happening. Breast cancer. I know it's fuck. I don't need to be aware. You don't need to wear pink to let me know that breast cancer is a fucking thing. I'm not stupid. Autism aware. I know autism exists. I read. How about that? How about you raise the awareness of fucking low intelligent ass people who don't know these things are happening? Like, why the fuck do we, I mean, not we, but them, we don't have it, but we have something else, like a purple ribbon or some shit like that. It's something crazy, but it's not raising awareness for anything. You're just raising money to put in your pockets for bullshit. Like, that's what it is. Like, every awareness, like, it's so easy to scam people. Like, you people are so stupid. Like, what the fuck, dude? Oh my God, I had no idea women were getting battered across the country, mate. Here's $500. Put it towards the shelter. No, it's going in that person's pocket, you fucking moron. Like, Jesus. H. And then she goes, what is the point of trying to stop the epidemic of women rolled red carpet for a singer who glorifies misogyny, graves women for entertainment? Shut up. Does that mean that every time a movie comes out, like when Enough came out, did you, or let's say your little collective shout, stupid name by the way, existed back then and Enough came out, would you want to ban that movie from hitting theaters? Where does it stop? Like, do you not listen to all types of music that objectify? I mean, and don't get me wrong, that's a serious fucking issue, but let's put the fucking power where the power belongs. The power belongs in the people who fucking listen to this shit. I can't blame him for doing what sells. I blame you fucking people for buying it. So you want to petition something, you fucking petition the people who are in your fucking town or country that's fucking promoting this shit. He's not promoting it. He's doing what people go, hey, yes, we love it, Tyler the Creator. It's our inner selves coming out. That's what's happening right there. So I can't get, I mean, yeah, it's fucked up. He shouldn't be saying those things. He's a fucking moron, absolutely. But hey, as a parent, I'm going to teach my kid the fucking difference between wrong and right. I'm not going to limit my children or fucking anybody from what they want to listen to. You want to listen to fucking Tyler the Creator? Go batshit crazy. I don't give a fuck. That's your preference. But just know, fucking kid's a moron. okay? If he did half the shit he rapped about, he'd be in jail or dead. So let's just put shit in fucking perspective for a second and call a spade a spade. You want to blame him for the epidemic of fucking woman beating? Woman beating has been going on for a long fucking time, dude, even before they were singing about it. Like, let's be real for a second. Like, this shit has been happening. Okay, it comes from the society as a whole. I'm not gonna blame him for fucking what? Shut up! Like you're an idiot. Like you're a moron. That's all you are, and you're doing this shit because it. Hey, maybe you're like, oh, it'll get our cause some attention, or hey, it'll give our collective shout. Stupid name, by the way. I can't say that enough. You know, a little bit more eyes than it has. But don't fucking sit there and tell me that you're fucking, oh, well, Tyler, the Creator, is going to come to Australia and he's going to incite mass panic, rapes, and woman beating. No, he's fucking not. That's not going to happen at all. So you're just stop. Stop it. Stop it. Stop it. Okay? Stop it. And then the last part of this, we believe the damage is done by degrading women. No, the damage is done when you're a wee little child and you see daddy slap the shit out of mommy and daddy goes, sometimes, son, that's what needs to be done. And you, as a wee little child, go, yeah, seems like it makes sense. All right, I'm gonna grow up and slap my woman around too. And that's where the fucking damage is done. So maybe you should fucking find out who's beating the shit out of women and petition to have them arrested or spaded or neutered, killed. I don't really give a fuck what happens to woman beaters. They should be destroyed anyway. But I mean, I cannot condone, and as much as I hate this fuck off jackass, this nonsense that you're saying right here. Research shows that attitudes influence behavior. What? What research? Show me that research right now. Okay? Because yes, absolutely. Bad attitude, bad behavior. But I mean, come on, dude. Just because I'm fucking, it's just, that's, no. No, who conducted this study? I would like to read it and debate some of the facts in it because I, A, feel like you're fucking skewing that data, and B, I feel like you're a fucking moron. He's contributing to a hostile cultural landscape for women and girls. Yeah, probably is, but he's not the fucking problem. He's part of the issue, but you stopping him from coming to Australia to perform ain't going to stop the issue. It's not going to control anything. It's fucking woman beating and violence against women isn't going to drop 100% just because you fucking stopped him from coming to Australia. I mean, that it's like he's your scapegoat. And if it's one thing I hate, it's people who use other people as fucking scapegoats. It's fucking cowardly, lazy, and bullshit. Fix the fucking problem. Stop being a jackass. So that's my fucking two cents on that. Hey, I just want to thank you guys for tuning in today. We pretty much covered everything we wanted to cover. I mean, I think there's one thing I didn't get to talk about, and that's Rich Homie Quan addresses rape lyrics, which I'm sure was going to be along the same lines as whatever we're talking about now. I mean, rapping about rape ain't cool. Puns about rape ain't cool. So, I mean, cut that shit out. But, yeah. Thank you, guys. Fucking My Time Tuesdays, last Tuesday of every month, a new thing. Send us your song. We'll listen to it live on air. So that means that whether we like it or hate it, everyone else will get to hear. And that's really big for you because, I mean, believe it or not, we have a lot of listeners. Stick around. Dutch N. Royce is up next. I got to go. I've got about a minute left. Thank you guys once again. Feel free to like us on Twitter. Follow us on Facebook. I mean, you know where to go. Send us music. mc.itsmtn@gmail.com. Thank you guys so much. I had way more energy for this show than I thought I would have. I'm going to be on ESO until Destiny the Taken King comes out. And, yeah, Western Echo said we're making them download more X-Face songs, so that's fucking tight. I love it. It's great. You know, X-Face is an amazing artist, and I'm glad that we can turn more people on to him, and just more people on to fucking great music in general. I like the progression of this show, and of how many people have gone, hey, fucking didn't know hip-hop was hip-hop until I listened. I do apologize. We never got around to playing that Sire song. So please tune in next week. It will be the first thing that we fucking play. It's called Outside. It's by Sire. We will get it happening. It will be a thing. Stick around. Dutch and Royce is up next. Australia, Collective Shout, stupid name, by the way. I just want to let you know, shut it down, cut it out. For you, it is game over. Everybody else, have a wonderful evening and good night.